somewhere in the Nevada desert. It's a blustery night, and Ted is in his cabin sipping a hot drink. A messenger service pops up on his laptop, and the words, "Hi, Ted," appear on the screen from someone called Wireless. He checks his internet status to find that his computer isn't connected. Another message reads, "Ted, I know you're there." Looking confused, he takes a seat and types the phrase, "I'm not online. How are you doing this?" To which he gets the reply, "I know what they did to you." A diagram of an injection device appears on the screen. Wireless types, "Look at the needle." On the drawing, the device has two prongs. Ted types, "We should meet." Wireless replies, "Turn around."
"My name is Hannah Gittleman."
"How the hell did you do that?"
"Satellite signals, Wi-Fi, radio waves. Your computer can download them and so can I."
"So you can access the internet without a computer. Just pull email out of your head."
The word "yes" appears on the screen.
"And you're radioactive."
"Why come to me?"
"Because they got to me too."
Two black marks on her neck.
"I can find them, Ted. And you can nuke them."
"Previously on Heroes.
Turned on the waterworks and they were mine. They're getting the suitcase as we speak."
"Where's the bag?"
"You may fool Ando, but you do not fool me."
"Matt Parkman, here to protect you, sir."
"Sir, we gotta get out of here right now. This is a set."
"What? How do you know that?"
"I just do."
"Now you absorb all these abilities you find. Now I'm gonna teach you how to pull them out one at a time."
"I don't have to do anything!"
"Except fly."
Claude throws Peter off the roof.
"Hello, Zane Taylor?"
"Yes, you must be Dr. Suresh. Come on in."
"There are others out there like you, and I am going to find them."
"I could go with you."
"She had an appointment with the neurologist, and your mother's been having some headaches."
"Yeah, she's also been having some memory loss. Did you tell them that?"
"I don't know any Mr. Muggles, and I don't know you."
Claire looks distraught.
"Dad? Dad? Dad? Where's Dad?"
"He's on one of his stupid business trips."
"There's something wrong with Mom."
"Something wrong with you."
"Mom? Do you know who this is?"
"Claire, leave your brother alone."
"You recognize us?"
"Yes, you are the daughter who is supposed to be setting the dinner table."
"I was standing right there just a minute ago, and you had no idea who I was."
"Lyle, help your sister with the table. Honestly, Claire."
"Good thing Dad's not home, because he would so drug test you."
Mr. Bennett's at Isaac's loft with the Haitian.
"It's good you called us, Isaac.
I didn't know who else to trust. That man, Peter Petrelli, he's going to be responsible for all this. I tried finding him. I kept painting what I thought were empty spaces."
"And now?"
"There, in the water."
"Footprints."
"So Peter's invisible?"
"That sounds so crazy. Any more than a man who can paint the future? Peter absorbs others' abilities. Apparently he's met someone who we assumed was dead."
"That's the roof of
the DeVoe building. Look, there's a chance that Peter might come here first before we reach him."
Isaac jumps when Mr. Bennett pulls out a gun, but he hands it to the artist.
"What do you expect me to do with this?"
"Save the world."
Heroes, created by Tim Kring, Chapter 16, Unexpected. At home, Matt opens a sock drawer to reveal the small velvet pouch he took from the scene of Molsky's murder. He empties the diamonds and rings onto the dresser, then frantically sweeps them back in again when he hears Janice coming in.
"Hey.
Hey. You know what? Let me help you with that."
"I am
pregnant.
No.
I want porcelain.
I'm just trying to be Mr. Helpful.
Try, Mr. Get the hell out of the way.
As she goes to put some clean laundry in the drawer, she notices a diamond ring between pairs of socks.
What did you do?
Do you like it?
I love it. I do.
Yeah?
But Matt, we can't afford this. I mean, we're...
No, come on. I got a guy. He gave it to me wholesale, so...
She tries to put the ring on.
So bloated.
You look so beautiful to me.
I'm sorry. You made this beautiful gesture and I have to mess it up.
What do you mean?
A man called yesterday. A Professor Suresh. He was a geneticist. I wanted to talk about DNA. About your DNA.
Did you tell him anything? I mean, you didn't tell him anything, did you?
Of course I didn't tell him anything. He found you. He knows.
Geneticist. Who are these people?
Mohinder and Sila arrive at some outhouses nestling in the snowy mountains of Bozeman, Montana.
Before we go in, I just wanted to say thanks.
For what?
Well, you know, for bringing me with you. You didn't have to do that.
It would have been a long road alone. I'm glad for the company.
But I believe in fate, Mohinder, and karma. And I'm not just saying that because you're Indian. I mean, you really came to my rescue, and I won't forget that.
Well, it's not completely altruistic on my part, Zane. I'm feeling we're going to meet up with a lot of skepticism from these people. You can help.
I'm ready.
In a workshop.
Excuse me?
Someone wearing a welding mask.
Excuse me!
It's an older woman wearing headphones.
Rap music. Can't stand it, but it's the only thing I found that cancels out the... Can I help you?
We're looking for Dale Smither.
You found her.
Oh. Of course. I'm Mohinder Suresh, and this is Mr. Taylor.
Oh, that's Zane. Actually, it's just Zane.
I left you several messages this week.
Yeah, I got it.
I believe I can help with what's happening to you. I'm sure you have lots of questions.
Yeah, only one. How'd you find me?
You gave blood 11 years ago. Signed a consent form to have a sample used in a program called the Human Genome Project.
You dialed the wrong number.
Look, I know what you're thinking right now, that you've got nobody to talk to, nobody that understands what you're going through. But that's not true. I understand.
Yeah?
Mohinder nods to Sila, who empties a large glass jar of screws and places a wrench into it. The wrench melts into liquid metal.
Damn. That was my best wrench. So there really are others, huh?
Yes. I'm proof of that.
That's why we're here.
I thought the headaches at first were gonna kill me. I'd lie awake at night thinking that my head was gonna explode. A cockroach crawling across my neighbor's floor was like a marching band parading through my house.
Sorry, it must be quite a burden.
A burden? Hell no. This is the best damn thing that ever happened to me. Well, now that I've learned to control it, I'm like Superman or something. I can hear rain coming from 40 miles away. I can even hear someone's moods. The tiniest changes in a heartbeat. Yours, for instance. It's racing kind of fast. You nervous about something?
No, I'm just excited to meet somebody like me.
Well, if you've come to try to take it away from me, you're going to have a hell of a fight on your hands.
I can assure you, we only want to help. I'd like to perform a few tests. Some questions, really, that's all. Shouldn't take more than a couple of hours.
I'm kind of backed up today.
We can come back in the morning.
Okay.
Mohinder gestures to Sila for them to leave.
Hold.
In the locked cupboard, Hero counts to three, then throws himself at the door over and over again, each time having no effect.
Ando-kun? Kimiya-no?
Hearing a noise, he bangs on the door, shouting for help.
You're not Ando.
S.R. Gustafson, State Gaming Commission.
I come in peace.
What's in Ando?
Ando is my friend. I bring him from Japan on my mission.
Where's the girl? Where's the suitcase?
She said her name, Hope.
Tell me where they are!
Take me with you. I must save Ando.
Not a chance. I work alone, pal.
You take me with you, or she gets away, pal.
Ted's in a cemetery.
I so miss you, Karen. Miss your laugh. But they're gonna pay for what they did to me.
What they did to us.
I know. You're not gonna like what I gotta do. So, I came to say goodbye.
The flowers he has brought for her and the grass around him all turn brown and burnt, the scorching spreading out across the graveyard. Isaac turns the gun over in his hand, then glances at a painting of the roof of the DeVoe building. On the roof, Claude and Peter, both invisible, are having a fight around the pigeon coop. One of them has grabbed a long wooden pole.
Enough! I say when it's enough! You got the power to stop me, what are you waiting for?
Peter avoids jabs from the pole, then Claude hits him in the stomach with it.
I'm trying!
And when you've left New York a smoking wasteland, we'll put that on your tombstone.
Here lies Peter Petrelli. He tried! Dig into that file cabinet of yours and pull something out. Fly, stop time. Paint me a pretty picture. Do something unexpected!
The pole is bending above Peter's head and eventually breaks in half.
You push that away with your mind. Which one of your sorry friends has telekinesis?
None of them do. Wait, that guy who was chasing Claire in Texas, he sent some lockers flying at me.
Texas? And you pulled that little trick out in the hearing now? Well, we might just have a chance of stopping you from going nuclear.
Simone's at Isaac's loft.
I tried. Every street I painted, every building empty. I think Peter's left New York.
Why does it seem so familiar? Oh, now I remember. You'd get that same look on your face when you'd lie to me about using.
You think I'm lying? You're right. I can't willingly throw you into another man's arms.
Because you're jealous.
Because he's dangerous.
Oh, God.
He hides the gun.
I don't think I should have this anymore.
His loft key.
Keep it, please. I would do anything for you, Simone. Anything.
Fine, Peter.
As she leaves, he glances at the gun hidden beneath a paint-covered cloth. Hero is in Gustafsson's car, humming to himself. The gaming agent glances at him gruffly.
Look, you're nothing but a Japanese map quest for me. So, until we find that girl, just sit there and shut up.
I bring Ando from Japan on my mission. I am responsible for him.
All a partner ever does is either drag you under or screw you over.
A partner helps by believing in you. He keeps you honest.
Uh-huh. Well, who wanted to help the girl? Grab the suitcase. Take your car.
Ando.
You take on a partner, all you get is their blood on your hands.
Ando and Hope pull into a bus station car park.
Why are we stopping here? I thought we were going to your mother's house.
The less questions you ask, Ando, the better off you'll be in life.
Why is that?
That'd be another question.
Hope gets out of the car and goes to the back seat for the pink bag.
Here, I will help you with
this. No, I've got it.
It's okay.
No, I've got it.
What is this?
Casino chips.
What did I say about asking questions?
She's pointing a gun at him. Mohinder and Syla are outside a motel.
Now, I have to admit, Zane, when you first offered to help, I was cautious.
In what way?
I don't know you. If you don't know me, it could have been a disaster. But you made a difference today. Thank you. Here's your key.
Syla's smile fades.
When you told that woman, Dale, that you could help her, is that really possible?
It's only theoretical at this point, but I am working on an inhibitor, a chemical that'll isolate the genetic mutation that causes these abnormalities. And we can offer these people understanding, control, or needed elimination of their ability.
Elimination? You make it sound like a virus or a plague.
But I'm sorry, I didn't mean to imply. It's just, well, not all of you exhibit the same sets of skills you do.
And they can be dangerous.
My father had to learn that firsthand.
How's that?
He was murdered by a man named Syla.
Well, what happened to this Syla?
Not sure.
He just got away with killing your dad?
I only know he's gone, locked away. I mean, what does it matter? Even if I could come face to face with him, what difference would it make? Justice can never really be served.
What a shame. They're out there. I can feel them. So innocent, so unaware of what's happening to them. We'll find them, Mohinder.
All of them, together, the two of us. It's our destiny. I'm gonna call it a night.
Yeah.
I'll catch you in the morning.
Mohinder heads into his room. Sandra and Claire are at home in the kitchen.
Claire, do we need to talk?
No. Yes. Mom, you know how you sometimes forget things?
Honey, is this about my trip to the neurologist? It's just some headaches. I don't want you to worry.
But they don't know what's causing it, right?
We are still waiting on the results from the tests.
What if it's not something that's responsible for it, but someone?
What on earth are you talking about?
What if you knew a secret and they had a way to brainwash you?
You have been studying long enough. Let's curl up in my bed, piece of pie, glass of milk, and watch an old Cary Grant movie.
Mom, I'm serious.
I know this is a little scary, but Dad's in charge of talking to the doctors, and they will come up with the answers.
Maybe you shouldn't trust Dad so much.
Now, why would you say that?
What if it gets worse? And next time we... Mom!
Sandra has collapsed on the kitchen floor in a pool of spilt milk.
Mom, please, wake up.
On the roof of the DeVoe building.
What's this all about anyway?
What's what?
Birds. And you sort of hate everything, everyone, except you treat these pigeons like they're family.
Charles Darwin bred pigeons when he was working out his theory of evolution. Married up various permutations to get maximum potential.
What do you mean by that, maximum potential?
I think he meant you, friend.
But you used to care about all this, didn't you?
All right, sharing time's over. Time to get...
Mr. Bennett and the Haitian have taser guns trained on the two men. Claude's been hit. Peter stares at the taser pins speeding towards him, and they come to a halt in midair, then fall to the floor.
What are you doing?
Something unexpected.
Peter pushes Claude off the roof, then jumps down after him. Moments later, Mr. Bennett watches as Peter soars up in the air with Claude draped over his shoulders. Peter flies off over the city. Mr. Bennett's phone begins to ring.
Claire, this isn't a great time.
Dad, you have to come home. Mom fell and she blacked out. I called 911.
What happened to her?
I came home and she didn't even know who I was. She didn't even remember Mr. Muggles.
I'm coming home right away. Claude will have to wait.
Matt empties the diamonds into his hand.
Matt, where are you?
Hey, what's up?
The ring? I took it to get resized, and the jeweler told me it was worth $40,000.
Well, that's ridiculous.
And he accused me of stealing it. I had to tell him my husband was a cop, and there has to be some kind of an explanation. There is an explanation, right?
Matt rubs his forehead, then hands over the velvet pouch.
The guy that I was protecting, Malski. Those were his.
You have to give them back.
I can't. I can't. He's dead.
Oh, I need to sit down.
See, honey, this is why I didn't want to tell you about this, okay? You were going to get upset.
Just let me keep the ring. It was stolen property. What were you thinking?
I don't know what I was thinking. I have no idea.
You know, Matt, for a guy that can read other people's thoughts, you should spend a little bit of time on your own.
You know what? I'm just trying to figure out how to take care of our family. I don't have a job, Jan. And I'm worried that the baby,
Ever since you told me about this thing that you do, I have tried to act like everything's okay, but it's not. It's stealing and lying. Matt, you're better than this.
All right. Fine, I'll take him down to the precinct.
She grabs the phone.
Call him right now.
What?
Call him right now.
It rings, making them both jump.
Hello? What? Where are you right now? Yeah. Yeah, I know the place. I'll be right there.
Who's that?
I gotta go out.
Where? Matt.
Peter's apartment.
How are you feeling?
You knew they were after you.
Who? I don't know who they were.
You wanted to know why I was invisible all these years? It was because of them. And you've brought the bastards right to my door.
I just saved your ass.
You've no idea what you've done.
Claude checks the windows agitatedly.
Your mate, the painter. He took your girl up to the roof. He must have known we were up there.
Isaac, he's a comic book artist.
Let's call the spade a shovel, mate. It had to be Isaac. They've got to him. You said for yourself he disappeared for a bit, right?
Yeah, so?
Well, that's how it works. At least that's how it did in my day. You drop off the face of the earth for a few days, wake up with a memory hole, a killer headache, and a souvenir. Did he have a set of these?
No, what is that?
Those are for the lucky ones.
So what do we do now?
Hey! We? You watch your own back. I do what I always do. Disappear.
I'm not letting you run again. We're getting somewhere with all this.
You should have thought of that before you brought your baggage to my roof.
Hey, I can't do this on my own.
Then I guess you go boom.
Claude disappears and the door slams. Simone's in Nathan's office.
Have you heard from Peter?
Last time I saw my brother, he flew out of a window to get away from me. I doubt he's going to come knocking on my door.
He flew out a window?
So to speak. Simone, I've got people looking for him, people I can trust. Round the clock, we'll find him.
But what if you don't? You need to go public, call a press conference, tell everyone about Peter's condition.
Nobody's gonna believe somebody can explode and destroy a city, Simone. I can't believe I believe it.
Let's tell them everything. Isaac painting the future hero, stopping time, even you. What you all can do is incredible. It's time people know what's happening, the truth.
So look, I know your heart. It's in the right place. You want to help Peter, and I want to help him too. But if people knew what we were capable of, they would drop a collective brick.
You think they'll burn you at the stake?
Yeah, pretty much. Because that's what I would do. I'd round us all up, stick us in a lab on some island in the middle of the ocean.
Where Peter saw hope, you see disaster. I guess I'm voting for the other guy.
Simone. Do not take this public.
When she's gone, Nathan looks worried. Ando's scooping the chips back into the bag.
You kissed me. I thought you liked me.
Don't remind me.
What will happen to me now?
Damn it.
Gustafsson.
Hope! I want my share.
Andoka!
Kiro!
Hiro runs out towards his friend, but when Ando is shot in the arm, Hiro backs away behind the car. Ando is showered with glass, then drags himself along the ground away from Hope. Hiro creeps along behind a luggage trolley, reaching out for Ando, then helping him up. The two friends race into the luggage compartment of a nearby bus and watch the shootout amid the suitcases. Ando says, Hiro, I'm sorry. I should have listened to you. But Hiro replies, no, this is my fault. I should never have brought you on my mission. Ando says, and if you didn't, I would be at my desk in Tokyo and would never know what it is to be a hero. Hope appears in front of them and points the gun at close range. Hiro screws up his eyes, as does Ando. The bullet leaves the gun in slow motion, then travels back inside it. As Hope is knocked clean over by Gustafsson, squad cars arrive. Hiro and Ando open their eyes to find Hope and Gustafsson being arrested. Ando asks, did your powers work? I had my eyes closed. But Hiro replies, me too. Her gun must have misfired. Ando says, I guess, lucky for us. Hiro spots their car and happily declares, look, Ando, not a scratch on the Versa. At her workshop, Dale's working beneath a car when something makes her slide quickly out. She rips the headphones from her ears and looks around fearfully. Syla appears from the shadows.
Funny, I didn't hear your footsteps.
That's because there weren't any.
That sound in your heart. What is it?
Murder.
Claire is at her mum's bedside in hospital when a doctor comes in.
Is my mum gonna be okay?
She's stable. When your dad gets here, we can discuss options.
Options?
Claire, why don't you come sit down? Your mother has a subdural hemorrhage.
I got a C-minus in biology. Oh,
it's like a bruise on her brain, specifically the area that controls memory. Has your mother had any recent exposure to radiation? A history of epilepsy? Claire, if this is a result of domestic violence.
No. No, it's not like that. Not really.
Then what's it like?
You won't believe me.
Anything you say will be held in the strictest confidence.
There's a man who works for my dad. He can make you forget things. Anything. Just by touching it with his hands.
I'll talk to your father.
Wait, I'm telling you the truth!
The doctor walks out. Now, Matt's in the cemetery. It's dark and mist is swirling around. Ted appears behind him.
Hey, I only came here because you said it was a matter of life and death. You can't go blowing anything else up.
I found out what these are. They're tracking us. Like animals.
What the hell's that supposed to mean?
The truth.
Hey, what's going on, Ted?
She's a friend. They like us. She's the one who put me onto the scratches.
It comes from a pneumatic needle. It injects a radioisotope for tracking viruses in Africa.
That's what we are to them. A virus. Plague.
Who's them?
A shipment of needles went to Primatech Paper in Odessa, Texas. The tracking slip went to a man named Bennett. Sound familiar?
I've already been down this road. Trust me, it's a dead end.
Really?
Yeah.
Why would a paper company need pneumatic needles with a radioisotope?
I had my blood tested. It's in me, that isotope.
Ted, you're radioactive by nature.
How much you want to bet it's in you, too?
No, it's insane. No. I want to put this whole thing behind me. My wife and I have a baby coming. My family needs
Wait,
me.
If you got a family, that means you got something to protect. There is no putting this whole thing behind you. We got to find out what they did and make them fix it.
If they can track us like you say they can, he'll know we're coming.
Good. I can get us through any wall they got. I need you to get inside his head. You can't lie to us if you're there. We'll find out the truth. Look, I cannot do this without you. If we can save ourselves, we could help others. We could be heroes.
Claire's resting her head on her mum's hand when Mr. Bennett comes in.
Dad.
Lyle gives his dad a hug.
I convinced the doctor to let us take her home in the morning.
She'll be okay.
No thanks to you.
Shut up, Claire.
Claire, can I talk to you outside? Please?
She kisses her mum's hand, then Mr. Bennett follows her out.
Told me you had an interesting theory about your mom's condition.
It's not a theory. You did this to her. You erased her mind.
Claire, it's ridiculous.
You tried to erase mine.
I don't know where you're getting these ideas.
Stop. Stop it! Stop lying! After what you did to Mom, isn't that enough?
What you know is dangerous. If the wrong people find out about what you can do,
like the man who killed Jackie.
Exactly.
Why? Why did you do this to Mom?
A few days ago, that man broke into our house looking for you. He found your mother instead. So I made her forget. Your mother is a gentle soul, and people like her shouldn't have to know about people like him.
And maybe people like you.
I never meant for her to get sick. I only wanted to protect my family. Claire Bear, I promise this will never happen again.
No! You don't just get to say you're sorry and make everything go away.
Claire storms back into Sandra's room, leaving Mr. Bennett looking lost. Morning, and Mohinder and Sila drive up to Dale's workshop.
Zany, you all right?
Yeah, it's just a headache.
Okay, sit tight. I'll be back.
Sila clutches his head.
Hello? Hey. Anybody here?
Maybe we should just come back, Mohinder.
Dale?
Mohinder heads inside and is horrified to see Dale slumped over a workbench, blood dripping down her face and arm. He rushes out and vomits.
Mohinder, what's the matter?
Six Siler goes into the workshop and smiles to himself. His smile fades when the sound crashes in his head.
What are you doing? Dialing 911.
Do you think that's a good idea?
What are you talking about? She was murdered.
And what were we doing here?
What do you mean we found her?
How? Why? I mean, look at us. Where did we come from? How did we get here? Can we explain any of this without looking completely insane?
The top of her head was removed. It was Siler. I mean, how?
Siler.
Okay, we have to warn them. Everyone on the list. He's after them. We'll leave now, and we'll call the police anonymously from the road. Come on.
Siler bends over in pain.
Zane, are you okay?
As Mohinder reverses away, Dale's MP3 player pumps out rap music while it lies beneath her body on the floor of the workshop in a pool of blood. Blood drips from the end of Dale's finger to the floor. At the bus station, Gustafsson and Hope are put in a squad car. Hero comes out of the bus station, and Ando says to him, "My arm still hurts a little. You should drive." Hero replies, "No, you always drive. Take the Versa back to the rental car place." Ando asks, "What are you doing?" And Hero says, "What I should have done weeks ago. Go home, Ando." "Why are you doing this? I said I was sorry about the girl," says Ando, shocked. Hero says, "This isn't about you, it's about me. I made a mistake bringing you along. I have to do this alone." Ando says, "But you can't, it's destiny. The comic book, we're going to save the world." And Hero replies, "Life isn't a comic book. Too many people have died since we began. I don't know what I would do if I lost you too." Hero gives his Vulcan salute, separating his fingers to make a V, and Ando copies him. Hero heads off towards a bus that has just pulled in, ignoring Ando's pleas.
"Hey, young fella. All by yourself?"
Hero looks back at Ando, then turns to the driver.
"Yes, just me."
At the Bennetts.
"Wow."
Looking frail, Sandra arrives home with the family. Lyle takes her upstairs.
"Claire, we'll get through this. Your mom needs us, Lyle, too."
"I don't even know if I'll remember any of this tomorrow. All I want to do is run away, but I can't. Somebody has to protect this family from you."
Ted appears.
"Lyle, take your mother. Get out of the house. Right now."
"Dad?"
Matt walks in, holding a gun.
"I'm sure you have a lot of questions. We all do."
Claire narrows her eyes at him. In his loft, Isaac is painting, his eyes glazed over a pearly white. He steps away from the canvas and blinks his eyes back to normal. The picture is of Peter standing behind him. Isaac turns.
"Why'd you do it, Isaac?"
"How'd you get in here?"
"What'd they give you, money? Drugs? What did Judas get these days?"
"I was trying to stop you. You're dangerous, you said it yourself. Without them to help, you'll become that."
"I had help. I was learning to control it. You scared my only chance of hope."
"We can stop it."
"What are these marks, huh? What do they mean?"
"They're nothing. They mean nothing."
"Don't lie to me!"
Peter throws him across the room, then glances at the picture of Isaac and Simone.
"This is why you sent them after me. Jealousy? To be out of the way, you'd have Simone all to yourself."
"You stole her away from me!"
Isaac spots the cloth covering the gun.
"But I did it to save New York, to stop the bomb. I can do it right now. With just one bullet, I can be a hero."
"You're not a hero, Isaac."
Peter is invisible.
"You're a junkie. You couldn't even save yourself. That's why she left you, Isaac.
It had nothing to do with me! Show yourself!
Isaac swings wildly around. Then at the sound of the door, he fires two shots. Simone has let herself in and looks down at her chest where two red stains are growing.
Simone!
She slumps into Peter's arms as he materializes, and Isaac rushes over. She chokes a little, then reaches out to him before slowly losing consciousness. As her hand falls limply to the floor, her fingers uncurl, revealing Isaac's loft key in her palm. To be continued.
And stay with us, merry viewer, as our brand new series, Leave Us Kids Alone, continues next here on BBC Three.